Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We'll talk about, you know, looking for someone that says thank you. I mean, think about that. The power of gratitude. Just someone that just says thank you. Somebody says, you know, what's your goal? I just want to find someone that says thank you, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
that's grateful, that appreciates God, what's happened, what God's doing in their life. Now, God's doing so many wonderful things. I mean, it's amazing what the Lord is doing. It's amazing what he's doing. But just because God's doing something doesn't mean people are grateful that he's doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And one of the things we talked about in the earlier program about the science of happiness is, you know, if you are that, or you're stuck in a relationship, or, you know, you have some unholy ties to something like that, and it's just like, you know, you're perpetually sad, you know, that how to break free from that is, you know, you got to find somebody that says thank you to God. Because understand this, when God turns over a nation, one of the first steps of turning a nation over is a nation, it's a people, his people, they don't say thank you. They just don't say thank you. They're not grateful to God. I mean, God gives us the air that we breathe. He holds us together. I mean, he's designed everything. He's holding everything together. He gives us life. He's the one that gives us food to eat, water to drink, blesses the work of our hands, and just allows us to live. And I think about it in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, when Paul's talking about here, he says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God or gave thanks to him. I mean, they didn't say, okay, he's God and beside him there's no other, and get the right perspective of who he is. That's so important, because, you know, I think about it when you read about different folks in the Bible who would go to, you know, Beelzebub and Baal and Asherah and all these different gods, that God's folks, when they would leave and not go to him, but they would go to these false gods, you know, God would be saying, you know, why are you going to wood and stone, and why are you going to all that? You know, you're not even acknowledged. I'm right here in Israel, and you're going to these, you know, mm-hmm. you think about it. And top it off, you're not even saying thank you. Not only are you not acknowledging me, but you're not saying thank you.
Right.
And there's something so powerful to and encouraging. You want to be encouraged, you know, continue to do good for the folks, you know, but find the ones and focus on the ones who say thank you to God, who appreciate what he's doing for them. And it'll encourage you enough to go back and minister to 10 more ungrateful folks. I see God speak. I see people, you know, quake in their boots to step out to be able to trust him, and they do. And then God fulfills his word, does exactly what he says he's going to do. He moves mightily, Pat, mightily. I mean, he shifts their paradigm and provides and just moves. I'm talking about jobs, houses, cars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, within, you know, 30 days, they don't even remember God.
Totally forgot.
They don't even remember God.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so fearful in the whole process, they weren't even grateful that he's doing this. They were just caught up in, what if it doesn't make it? What if it doesn't happen? Like, oh my goodness, God just sold, did, bought, moved, provided, set you. What are you doing? You know?
Right.
And I'm telling you, the power of gratitude and the encouragement, you know, as a minister, I want to encourage you, you know, if you're a pastor of a local church, God bless you. And I just pray the Lord would just encourage you. But I want to tell you this, that, you know, you may be, you know, working with a few folks that are just not grateful, no matter what happens. Mm-hmm. And you know everything's a miracle because you're believing God for everything that's happening. Yeah, and you're watching God move, and you're watching, as you pray, God heals and delivers. You know, continue ministering to them. But you may have to step out of that once or twice a week and go find somebody, just anybody, and pray for them and watch God move and watch them look to God and say, I'm so thankful for this. It will so encourage you, sir. Pastor, it will so encourage you enough to be able to go back and begin to share with your people that you're responsible for there and shepherding, to tell them and say, you know what? We got to get focused on others. We got to do something. We got to be grateful. Because what happens in this progression of, if you haven't heard, you know, is the nation under God's judgment? You know, these three phases of God, you know, turning a nation over in the hopes that they would turn back to him, is it starts with just not being grateful. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think of when I was watching some newsreels from World War II, and where the Jews and others have been put, some of the Jews have been put in concentration camps brutally. You know, 6 million Jews were murdered, and it was just horrific. They were treated inhuman, just terrible conditions. And then when the soldiers came in to free them, they've been treated so bad for so long. I mean, almost like it just didn't exist. So they, even though you're there, they didn't pay attention to them. And so they just began to just feel like, even though they don't even know I'm here, they don't know I exist. Right. And one of the soldiers, as you know, a group of these Jews were, you know, the bones were showing from starvation, their little bit of rag clothes that they had on when they're being rescued, and they kind of sat them down. And I would, it looks like about 20 folks or so. And one of the soldiers, who's coming from a place of being blessed, you know, a nation that's being blessed, looks over at one of these ladies who's sitting there kind of kneeling down, squatting down, this group was, and he looks at her and gives her a smile. And it just lit this lady up, this Jewish lady up, because for so long, not even, people didn't even recognize even their existence. I mean, she was grateful for a kind look. Wow. Think about that. And how many people's like, can you just give me one kind look today? I mean, one kind look. When they look at themselves in the mirror, they always give themselves a kind look.
Right.
They tried this. You could, those folks that have the faces so long they can eat oats from a tailpipe, take a mirror and put it in front of their face, and all of a sudden they'll just light up. And you pull it away, and it'll go back. That's like, how? You smile at yourself, but you don't smile at us. You know, and it's like, come on. And then he pulled out a candy bar, a chocolate candy bar, which I believe was Hershey's candy bar. And he gave the candy bar to this lady. And she was so thankful because they've been starved. Mm-hmm. You know, something, not only is it just food, but it's a treat. It's a sweet. It's right. Something you noticed me. You gave me a kind look. And she took that, and she took a little bit of the candy bar and ate it. But then she went and hid the rest of it.
Oh, wow.
And this is what the Word of God says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21 through 23. Says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts became darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal human beings. Therefore, God gave them over. And it's like, why do we have to be given over? Why don't we just say thank you now? Right. Why don't we acknowledge God now? We are talking about looking for thank you. Looking for thank you. Finding someone. Because, God, you know, God does so much every day. I mean, think about it. If you live in America and you're the poorest person in America now. I'm not talking about poor. I'm talking about po. You know what I'm saying? You can't afford the O or the R. You're just po. You're richer because you live in America. You're richer than 75%, approximately 75% of the entire population on the globe. That's over 7 billion folks. Mm-hmm. Think about it. It's huge. And that's the poorest. So you look at the middle class and you look in the upper class. I mean, you're living in the top of the world. But how much gratitude, how many, and so God did this. God has allowed this kind of blessing to come upon the land. And now it's almost just like we were talking about earlier in Romans, you know, chapter 1, where it's like, not only are we not acknowledging God, but we're not crediting him for this. Mm-hmm. And we're not even saying thank you. And the thing about it is, if we take away the acknowledgement of God, who do you thank? Who do you thank? You know, men stand in line for that. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is God that provides. And so I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. And this is my goal in life. You know, I want to see everybody saved. I want to see everybody blessed. And God provides. He's faithful. He's faithful to the faithless. I mean, he will continue to heal and bless and forgive and provide and do all these things, even to an ungrateful people. It's amazing. He's just good. He is so good. And never underestimate the goodness and the love and the mercy and the hope of God that you would one day acknowledge him, though he's not far from you, and reach out for him. He designed all this, he says in Acts chapter 17, and put you where you are to see if you would say thank you. If you would say, you know, I'm realizing this is God, and he's done this for me. And if you want to be encouraged, begin to say, you know, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to be responsible. But I'm going to have a quest. I'm looking for a people that say thank you to God. I just want to find somebody. And they spend the rest of their life. There's these beautiful people that know where God brought them from. Mm-hmm. And that knows that this the tragedy was coming their way, or this, whatever it was. And God does like he does, just move mightily and provides and heals and delivers and saves. And they don't need anything else. They're just like, because of that, I want the rest of my life to be thank you. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
And it's just, those are beautiful people. But an ungrateful folks are ones that is like, well, you know, that was last week. That was last week. It's like, yeah, but, you know, you're on your deathbed last week. I mean, how many times do you want to die and then be, you know?
Yeah, right.
You know, you didn't have a home last week. You didn't have a car. You didn't have a job. You're all fearful, and God delivered you. Like, what do you mean that was a week ago? That was that's old hat. Old hat. You're not even been around for old yet. I mean, life is just a vapor, and God's watching your reaction to him. And begin to look for somebody. Say, I want to continue to minister. I want to continue to love on folks and do my job and do all the different things that we do as believers, you know. But I'm going to look for those folks that just say thank you to God. They acknowledge him. It's like, you know, I was praying and I cried out to God and here you are. Boom, you showed up and you prayed for me and God sent you. And because God is good, he healed me. He delivered me. And I'm just so thankful. Think about it. I'm just so thankful. I'm telling you what, that will do so much for you. Because in America, I'm just, you know, it's despite all the things that are being done for Americans and for Christian Americans, that there's still very little gratitude. And it's almost like in many ways the church has turned political. Mm-hmm. And is more into politics and finding the right man or right woman to do something versus what about the right God? You know, and he's always there no matter what your nation is, no matter what form of government you have, no matter what's happening, God is God. Mm-hmm. Which is cool, which means you can consistently be thank you. I mean, we live in a state of thank you. And sometimes, let me tell you something, your biggest problem right now may be that you've lived your life in the midst of a whole bunch of ungrateful people, and you're about to be taken down. You're about to be destroyed because you're thinking, what good is it? You know, what good is it? God, you've done miracles. You've delivered. You've blessed. You provided. And they still won't acknowledge you. They still won't be afraid. They still are terrified. They won't step up for you. They won't be, you know, they won't say thank you. You know, and they forget the moments they forgot, and you're thinking, you know, and you're letting that take you down. But I want to encourage you. Go look for grateful people. Go look for people who want to be loved, who want the love of God, and love them. Despite everything else, love them, and they'll be grateful to God that you did that. In America, it'd be a little difficult because we're so blessed, because a lack of gratitude, you know, but you're going to find some folks. And what you're going to find is you're going to have to look for folks that don't feel like they're all that. And nobody is all that. But the ones who, you know, here they are poor, naked, and blind, saying they have no need of nothing, but they're poor, naked, and blind.
Right.
And so it's like, you know what? I'm going to find those. That's the people that I want to talk to. If that's you today, you know, I just want to say thank you for being grateful. You know, thank you for being grateful. Write to us. Let us know. You know, contact us at vfntv.com. We want to hear from you. But we're literally making a shift in some areas of what we're doing, and we're looking for thank you. Mm-hmm. We're looking for somebody that says thank you to God, not to us or me or people, but it's just so beautiful just to watch God move in someone's life, and they know it's God. No man takes the credit for it, and they respond back to God by going, I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful. And it makes me think of this, that, you know, it makes me think about the 10 lepers talked about in Luke chapter 17, verse 11 through 19, when Jesus was, you know, moving and the ministry was taking place, and he entered into a certain particular village, and there was 10 men there that had leprosy. Mm-hmm. I mean, leprosy. I mean, your skins, your body parts are falling off. You're losing toes and fingers, and, you know, this leprosy's taking place. And they lifted up their voices, and they just cried out to Jesus, you know, and just said, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, you know. And there's nothing like, you know, you have this unity because we're going through the same struggle. So all 10 of these leopards had this in common. They had this choral cry to God, you know, going, just, Lord, have mercy on us. And all of a sudden, the Lord just, boom, heals them.
Mm-hmm.
Heals them and tells them, go show yourself to the priest. And, you know, and you'll be cleansed and you'll be, you know, be healed. And he says a little bit later on that in verse 15, he says, and one of them, and there was 10,
mm-hmm.
but in verse 15, he says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed. Now, all 10 has been healed, but one, mind you, said when he saw that he was healed, he returned with a loud voice, glorified God, so he's acknowledging God, and fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus and gave thanks to him. He was thankful. He was thankful. How many times have you prayed and asked God to move and to heal and deliver and provide and keep you, and he's done it, and you didn't even say thank you? That's what 9 of these folks had, leprosy. I mean, you think leopards would come. They would be, if anybody would be grateful, it would be a leopard. You know, it's like, I had leprosy. I was losing stuff. I was falling off. It's like, I need help.
Right.
And so only one out of that 10 came. And so Jesus responded back to him. He says, were there not 10 of you cleansed? Was there not 10 of you that I provided for? But where are the 9? Where are the 9? And he goes, were they not found to be able to return and bring glory to God? And all we have is this one particular foreigner right here. And he says, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole, made you well.
Hmm.
Yes, God does heal. God delivers and God provides. And even to some ungrateful folks, he does that. But if you want to be whole, if you want to live a life that feels whole, that you're not lacking anything, you need to be like this one particular man out of the 10 that had in common with all the other 9, that he was had the same struggle. He had the same sickness, the same disease, but he knew who to acknowledge for it. It was God. Mm-hmm. And he knew who to praise, and he knew who to thank. And he went back and he said, thank you. Thank you. And the Jesus says, well, arise then, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. So his gratitude, God's response to gratitude is, you're going to have a whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a whole life. I remember we were doing one of our Next Step Father and Son camping trips, and we were at a spring lake in Florida, and just God's moving powerfully. And Jared was young. My son was young at that time, and just men were being touched. Fathers were being touched, and fatherless and mentors and all that. And had the tunnel of affirmation going on. Mm-hmm. And I remember Jared walked away, and he came back to me, and I was on the stage ministering and all that. And he says, you know, the Lord just spoke to me, and he talked to me about the 10 leopards. He talked to me about the 10 leopards. And he says, you know, only one of them was thankful.
Right.
And he looked at me, my son looked at me, and he says, thanks, Dad. Thanks for what you're doing here. And it was just so powerful. I mean, out of all the men that were there and all the things that were going on, my son stood out because he said thank you at that one moment. Isn't that powerful?
That is.
And you think about it, God's just waiting. Listen, God's good. The very fact that we're here, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he let us, the experiment that our founding fathers sought the Lord over, called America, and wrote out this Constitution, that we're still here in the midst of all of our good history and our bad history. It's just God. It's the goodness of God and the outpourings that he has had even on this nation in the first Great Awakening and the second Great Awakening, and we're believing God for a third Great Awakening. We think about Azusa Street. We think about the Brownsville Revival. We think about the Latter Rain movement. We think about, you know, all the Steve Hills and just all that came through the nation. Amy Simple McPherson's, you know, all the God's generals, and Charles Seymour and just the good things that God has bestowed upon this land. And it's like, you know what? We have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to be thankful for. And God provides for us. He provides for us. When you've cried out to him, he's answered you. And when you pray and you say, dear Lord, you know, and you spend time with him and he answers you right from his word. If you abide with the Lord, you know that it's amazing that you spend that time with him in the morning time and you abide with him. How what he says to you that day just rocks your world. I mean, it's like, that's exactly what God was. Mm-hmm. I know what to do here because God has told me what to do today. I know what to do with this. And it's like, you know, thank you, God. Thank you that I know what to do. Thank you, Lord, that you spoke to me. And just being grateful. And I just want to encourage you, if you've been struggling, maybe you've been locked down with a whole bunch of ungrateful folks, you know, it could be your, it could literally be your family. It could be a biological family. It could be a spouse. It could be children or parents. You know, it could be a church gathering of believers who believe, but they're not whole because they're not thankful or grateful. It could be your workplace, but begin to look for someone that says thank you. And by the way, to do that, you're going to need to believe God and pray for folks and begin to step out and say, you know what? I want to see God work with me, and I want to watch their face and see if they look up and say, thank you, God. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering me. That just makes my day. Looking for thank you.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the daily radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.